Hello everyone, welcome to the Smashy Business Show. Today is Wednesday, 15th of January 2024. We're nearly halfway into the first month of 2025. We didn't know how the time passed.
Yes. Farah,
how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
How did you like feel that 15 days have passed in the new year?
Actually, no, to be honest with you.
I think it will be like we'll blink our eyes and it'll be like June, July.
Yeah.
And then December. And then 2026.
I mean, this is life, right?
Yeah.
Like,
time is flying.
Time passes by so fast.
So we have a lot of interesting, very like intrusive news this the day today. So the main thing that happened yesterday, and it's been talked about everywhere, is that US has put export restrictions on AI chips. The whole conversation about it started when Biden announced that they're putting restrictions on AI chips. So basically, US has all the big players who make AI chips, and they export that product, obviously the chips, NVIDIA, there's another one, GeForce from NVIDIA, all these things. So the main big AI chip makers, all of them are nearly in the US. So US has now put an export restriction. Mm-hmm. So they have whitelisted 18 countries where they can send as many chips as they want, but there's a list of 120 countries where there'll be limited power of chips that can be exported. And UAE is part of that list, that 120 list. And it's part of tier two. So, and there's a lot of countries which are blocked for any chips transfer, that is Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. They can never get anything AI chip related from the US. So this is the main big story that happened, and it's really weird.
Of course, you know, like, because the main story aims to curb China's influence, of course, you know, while they as well want to protect US dominance in AI and countries in tier two, like the UAE, must for sure navigate limited access to maintain the competitiveness that they for sure have already, right?
Yeah, and the funny thing is that UAE recently, in the last year, they signed so many AI deals. Microsoft came, they said, we'll invest $1.5 billion with G42. Two data centers Microsoft is going to start in Abu Dhabi. There's so much happening around AI with the help of, obviously, US-based companies. But then UAE coming in the list in tier two with 120 countries, it was surprising for a lot. But now NVIDIA, on their page, they announced that whatever policy has been put in place by Biden and the outgoing administration, Trump will come in on 20th, so it's 5 days before Biden administration ends. So NVIDIA has very clearly said that it's not good for US, because according to them, sending chips out doesn't make them like go back.
Yeah.
It actually helps technology transfer and the AI to become better. Yeah. So that's NVIDIA's angle. I don't know what Mr. Biden's angle was and what they're trying to
do. For sure. I mean, you know, like we know that the US for sure has it all.
US, crazy people doing crazy stuff. It's always US. But yeah, apart from that, in the sports world, a lot of things are happening. Saudi Arabia's PIF, the public investment fund, the $1 trillion giant that they have, they are in advanced talks to acquire DAZN Group, 10% stake in DAZN Group for $1 billion. And this was reported last year in October 2024. And then PIF came forward. They said, sorry, it's not happening. It's just all lies. But now Bloomberg, a new Bloomberg report, which came out yesterday, they said that it's happening. And Surge Sports Investment, which is like a subsidiary of PIF, and it's been made only to invest in sports. They are in advanced talks. A lot of people near to the whole negotiation, they've said that it's nearly done.
Yeah, I mean, we know that as well. It for sure aligns with Saudi's vision for 2030, and this has been it's a number that we mention every time we talk about Saudi, right? And as well, now, why does it matter? Because the investment, as you have mentioned, aligns with PIF's strategy because they want to become a global sports powerhouse, building on its stake in Newcastle United, Saudi Pro League team, and hosting as well high-profile sports events, and as well as stake in DAZN would provide PIF strategic access to broadcasting rights across major European leagues, potentially benefiting Saudi football's goal aspirations.
And the idea is that the deal will be finalized soon in the coming weeks. That's what the Bloomberg report says. But DAZN is a giant which has league rights to nearly 100 plus leagues across the globe, and they have multiple sports under their banner. So all of this, Saudi Arabia just trying to enter into Dazin and get that 10% stake. What I've seen throughout the years, Farah, to be honest, PIF always goes in, takes the minority stake, and after a while when they're set and they understand, they go for like the whole big package. They're like, we'll buy it all out. So hopefully, maybe that happens also. So let's see, as soon as the deal is finalized, we'll let you know. Apart from that, Qatar Airways, another sports-related news that Qatar Airways has secured $97 million deal to sponsor World Rugby Nations Championship. So this is the biggest deal, sponsorship deal ever done for any rugby tournament. And it's coming from Qatar Airways, which is obviously owned by the state of Qatar. And they've signed this championship. And for the second year of this championship, it's a new tournament which has started. And it's nearly like the Football's Nation Cup. Football's Nation Cup has like more than 16 teams. But this one has six teams only. So World Rugby is like the main organizer, the association behind it. And $97 million.
Of course,
they're
just
splurging money like this.
It is a lot because, you know, like if people who are thinking, like, what does it matter? Because as you said, like, it's like going to be over $24 million per edition. And as well, Qatar Airways sponsorship will be eclipsing other major rugby deals, such as Guinness's $14.5 million six nation sponsorship.
See the stark difference? Guinness really did it for 14.5 and they're doing for $24 million per year.
Yes, it is really a big number. And as well, it will be expanding Qatar's sports portfolio following the successful hosting of the FIFA World Cup. In 2022, Qatar continues leveraging sports as a soft power tool to boost its global influence, right? So, of course, like after hosting the FIFA, maybe not doing anything might be kind of like odd to them for sure.
What I've seen in the Middle East, everyone, all the big countries, especially Saudi, they've been trying to go into sports. We saw the story before that they're going into sports streaming, but they did the first eSports World Cup. They've done so much. They have the hosting of the 2034 World Cup now. So yeah, Middle East is finding sports a very profitable
thing.
That's
true. Like the Gulf is becoming like sports dominant. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like we see that and. We know that Ronaldo now lives in Saudi Arabia, and
that's like the flex for Saudi Arabia now.
It's like a big flex for sure.
And Qatar already has PSG under their banner. Qatar owns Qatar Sports Investment, which is a subsidiary a state-owned company. It owns PSG, and Qatar Airways is the sponsor of their jersey. So you can see the blue indigo-ish jerseys that PSG has, and they always have like Qatar Airways written on it. So yeah, this is happening in the sports world. It's big news primarily because of two reasons, that their non-oil economy already is growing. The last year's numbers are very good for all the Middle Eastern countries because they're moving away from oil, and that's a good thing for them. So these new industries that they're trying to explore, or the markets that they're trying to go in, they're going crazy right now, to be honest. That's the word I would use. A particular choice of word, that they don't want to stop anywhere.
For sure.
They're just going all out in every industry that they can find.
For sure.
Thank you so much, Farah, for joining us today. Thank you very much to everyone who has joined us today. You can follow us on all our social medias, Smashy Business. We're everywhere. Wherever you go, just write Smashy Business. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. We're there. We also have a very nice newsletter which comes out every day. If you want to read everything in detail, you can go to our socials and there's a link to subscribe to it. Subscribe to it. We'll also put it in the platform wherever you're listening. We'll put the subscription link there so you can subscribe to our newsletter. You'll get it in your inbox 6:30 a.m. every morning. Every morning. 7 days a week. 365 days a year. Thank you so much for joining us. This is the Smashy Business Show, a production of Smashy Business, part of the Augustus Media Podcast Network. The Augustus Media Podcast Network has 1.34 million listeners every month. And if you're one of them, thank you so much for joining us. Take care. Have a great day.